Moncrief on News Talk.
Right, I'm delighted today. Now we're joined on News Talk by Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley. Barbara, how are you today?
I'm feeling slightly nauseous talking about farts and knowing we're going to continue talking about farts. But other than that, I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Yeah, I'm straining at the leash. I'm very aware that tomorrow is, you know, a slight return to some
freedom. Slightly.
I intend to be in a shop by 9:05. And Declan, how are you today?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you. I just want to clarify that the fart that Barbara's talking about is not me. It's actually something else. Something else entirely.
Okay. Isn't that the glory of Zoom? You know, that we can't, Zoom doesn't do farts.
No, it doesn't. It's all visuals.
Yeah, whatever you're smelling, it's just yourself. So Barbara, Declan joining us for you. Think you're an adult as always to answer the woes of the nation. Well, as you probably gathered, our first question is indeed to do with farting. And this is it now. It's headlined, I need to live in a world where I can fart. I've recently started dating a girl and it's going very well. I'm delighted with myself. There is one issue, though, that is troubling me. The apartment in which my new girlfriend lives only has one bathroom that's accessible to her, and it's an ensuite. I've always had a bit of an issue with gas, and I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with an uncomfortable feeling of pressure and a need to fart. In the past, when staying the night with former partners, I would just nip out the bathroom, and that'd be grand, but this ensuite situation is a disaster. The bathroom is basically right next to the bed, and to make matters worse, it's all tiled, which serves to amplify any noise that I make. What can I do? I can't hold on to it for hours and basically stay awake in pain. But I don't want her to think I'm disgusting. So, which of you would like to wade in here and try to help?
I think Declan's the expert on farts. I think he can go, being a guy. Declan, I'll just sit back and relax for a bit. I got a coffee.
You're the
I'm
go-to
good.
Guy.
Off you go, Declan.
Farts.
I don't know why you're so reluctant. Oh, God. Thanks, Barbara.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know I heard earlier on you were talking about the amount of farts that people fart every day. Obviously, it's a kind of a natural thing and everybody does it, even the people that say they don't. I think with this situation, there's two things I want to talk about. One is the, you know, when is it okay, if it's okay to fart when you're in the relationship, that whole issue. But just as a slight deviation from that first, it sounds like he's in a bit of pain when he's breaking wind, as he very graphically described it. So I want to make sure that there's nothing else going on there, that, you know, he hasn't got some kind of a medical condition as opposed to just the general kind of, you know, flatulence that, you know, we all experience. So, you know, if it's causing you a lot of pain and there's something else going on there, maybe this it's a sign of something else. But assuming that it's not and you're just being kind of, early stage romance chivalrous about not wanting, you know, your bodily noises to be heard. That's kind of, you know, it's kind of normal. People are a bit ashamed about these kind of things. But I think it gets to a point where you have to just go, you know, this is me, as they say in that musical. You know, this is who I am. This is what you're going to have to deal with. So I suppose it's the question of, you know, whether or not it's too early to reveal, to do the big reveal, whether it's too early in the relationship.
That's the big question, though, Declan. When is it okay?
When is it okay? I mean, look, some people would say it's never okay. And, you know, they want to live in this kind of Jane Austen world of, you know, romance and kind of decorum. And other people would have a completely different view and they'd say being comfortable with yourself and your own body and what it does is all part of intimacy. And sometimes the people who are more comfortable with that tend to have a better time together, if you know what I mean. So, I think it's a case of sussing out what kind of people you are and choosing the course that's best appropriate to the kind of person that you want to portray.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a big value judgment. It's a real, you need to know the right time when you're going to, it's okay to release this side of yourself into the equation of this relationship and see if it survives. I know he's the expert, but
yeah.
Do you want to try and illuminate this some way?
It brings up another issue, which I'll come to in a minute, but I just want to echo what Declan said. I mean, to me, you know, if somebody has pain because they're holding on to wind and not releasing it, I think that might need to be investigated, and I would maybe think he should maybe have a but not only the pain, but also, I mean, and I'm obviously married to a man and I grew up with brothers. But is he really saying that his farts are so loud that if he's in a bathroom, okay, an ensuite bathroom with the door closed, that his farts are loud enough to wake up his girlfriend who's in a bed asleep? Like, that would be a very loud fart, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's saying that the tiled surfaces are acting like an amplifier. So.
But they'd amplify everything. So if he goes in there to have a pee, it's going to sound like a waterfall. You know, like, I'm a bit puzzled about that. But right. It brings up the
What's
other thing
gonna
that
do?
I feel. Well, can I just mention the other thing? Because this is one of my pet peeves in life. Two things. One is ensuite bathrooms. The greatest bad idea that was ever invented. As a woman, I do not know why anybody would want a toilet positioned within a couple of feet of your bed. I don't get that at all. What? You can't walk a couple of feet out across your landing and go to the bathroom. I don't agree with ensuites. I just think they are a really bad idea. And number two, I don't agree with putting toilets into the same room where there is baths and showers. They should be all separate. And if that was the case, then this fellow wouldn't have any problem whatsoever. My only solution is, can he not go out to the hall and fart? Do you know, like, if the ensuite is too near the bed, can he not go out in the landing and fart? Or are there other people in the flat that he might wake up? I don't know. But I definitely think he might want to see a doctor. And then, could you learn to fart? Could you learn to fart into a pillow or something? Not her pillow, but like, well, I don't know.
Oh, my God. You'd need a special pillow for that. You'd need a special fart pillow.
But he could maybe put one into, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, really. I really don't know, but I get
there is also there is also the issue of whether or not it's dietary as well. And maybe he's just eating the wrong kind of foods that are making him a bit more of a flatulent. So maybe.
Do you think he might be a bit? My experience of younger men, and I'm talking about my brothers when they were boys, do you think maybe he's a bit proud of the fact that he can do these really loud farts?
No, I don't think so. No, I think
he's
just
asked the question.
I think he's happy here, and he's just at that really awkward stage where a bit of the romance is going to go out of it once he starts to do this. And it will.
Yeah, you'd want to wait a year before you start that malarkey. Do you know what I mean?
A year.
Definitely.
This man will explode if he has to wait a year.
No, he's going to have to learn how to deal with it. But you wouldn't want to be farting in the bed like that, or farting just literally near your woman when she's asleep. No, I'd wait a year, definitely a year.
I'll just throw one listener to text in. I know people say it as a joke, but I must say it is somewhat miraculous how few times in my life I've heard or noticed a woman farting. Are we sure they do it? Asks Jim. Does that sound unusual to you, Barbara?
Of course women fart. But I do think there's a kind of a bravado attached to men farting that women don't have. That's all I'll say.
All right. Okay. I don't know how much help we've done to that man here. Let's move on to the loud sex.
I can
sex,
tell you,
we?
None. Right. More men.
Let's see if we can help the loud sex person. I've recently moved in at one of my best friends. We've been friends for over 10 years and we've always been very close. I couldn't have envisaged a problem in relation to the two of us living together, but one has arisen. My friend is single, he goes out on a lot of dates, and he's something of a ladies' man. As a result, he will come back to the house with his dates regularly enough. He's so considerate and thoughtful about making noise in the house. Generally, he doesn't slam doors, tips around the place if anyone's in bed, and we'll actually give out to people if we're making noise when one of the other housemates is asleep. So I was really surprised when I started hearing every intimate detail of what happens when he has sex. He is so loud, and he seems to make no effort at all to be quiet in this regard. The rest of us have to work, and sometimes he can keep us awake for very late. I've confronted him about it because I've assumed he hadn't realised. He laughed and said, "Sorry, mate, some things you shouldn't do quietly." As if that was a satisfactory explanation. I don't need to hear this, and it's affecting my sleep. I'm worried if I make a big deal out of it, it'll jeopardize our friendship. Is it a big deal? What should I do? Barbara,
This is more of kind of male machismo showing off. Like, it's same with your man and his loud farts. Look how loud I can fart. This guy is, look how loud I can have sex. You know, it's all part of the same kind of dysfunction of men generally.
Right.
God, Barbara.
I mean, is he showing? Yeah, it's Monday and it's grey and I'm fed up with all this lockdown. Anyway, Oh, I don't know. Like, is he being deliberately noisy? I think he might be being deliberately noisy here because he thinks it's, you know, it's a kind, it is a kind of showing off because he's considerate with everything else. Your man said he, you know, he doesn't bang doors. He generally tells people to keep the noise down if other people are asleep until he goes to have sex with somebody. And then he thinks it's okay to wake everybody up with his loud sex. So, you know, why is that? Why does he think that making noise while you're having sex is less noisy or less intrusive or less of a nuisance than making noise by banging doors or talking loudly or playing music loudly? It's exactly the same. So take the sex out of it. He's being inconsiderate. And I wouldn't be tiptoeing around. I'd say to your man, I wouldn't make a big deal of it. But I just, you know, would say to him, listen, I got very little sleep last night because of all the hijinks in your bedroom. Can you please kind of just be a little bit more considerate and just, you know, you're living with other people. You're not living on your own where you can make as much noise as you want. And that's just part of the rules, I think, of living in a shared situation with other people. And I would tell him straight up.
Yeah, Declan, would maybe bring back somebody yourself and showing them, showing him a thing or two about making noise at nighttime.
Well, like the sex noise Olympics. Yes. Well, obviously, obviously, starting like a kind of a noise war isn't the way to go about getting yourself a decent night's sleep. I think that's what's fundamentally behind all this. It doesn't really matter what kind of noise that is his flatmate is making. It's the fact that it's bothering him. Well, actually, maybe it is the kind of noise that he's making. That's just dawned on me now. You know, is your man jealous? Is there something, you know, is he turned on by it? Is there something making God. That kind of noise?
He might want you to join in, maybe.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Now we're back to the Olympics again.
This is more of it.
I think Barbara is right, though, that if the guy has so flippantly dismissed the letter writer's complaint, you know, with a smile and a kind of a laddie comment, that's disrespectful. And it's clearly like somebody who's saying that he's no intention of making any kind of a change. And I think that the guy who wrote in has pointed out the kind of hypocrisy of this guy. He's walking around going, quiet, everybody, people are asleep. But actually, that rule doesn't apply when I'm in the bedroom with somebody I brought home. So I think he has complete, you know, as an argument, he has a case to make. But as he's pointed out, he doesn't want to rock the boat of friendship there. So if he doesn't want to rock the boat of friendship, then I just say buy a pair of earplugs or, you know.
Or move out.
Well, yeah, that's kind of it. That's hard to do. But yeah, but earplugs are easier to achieve. Or even, just, you know, banging on the door a few times, going quiet and down and then know, leaving it. But, you know, it is a tough one.
Keep it down in there. Right, so I don't know.
Maybe it's banging against the door that's making all the noise.
Once again, I don't know what help we've been there, but that's
none whatsoever.
None.
Loads.
Let's see if we can help the next person. My housemate, this is kind of a pandemic-y one, I think. My housemate and I have lived together for 5 years. I would say that we were very close, but in recent months, since the pandemic, basically, she's become very withdrawn. She doesn't visit anyone, and she was spending most of her time in her room. She does work remotely from here, but she was also spending her evenings alone a lot of the time also. Recently, we had a bit of an incident with some insects we found behind her locker. My housemate completely freaked out. I know she didn't like insects, but I didn't think it was that big a deal. She has moved out following this incident and is currently looking for a new bed, one bed apartment, while she stays with a friend. I think this is crazy and that the incident is just an excuse for her to isolate herself more. What should I do? I'm becoming more and more worried about her behaviour. Who would like to have a go at that? Is that going to be yourself?
Did she put the insects herself? Did this girl put the writer put the insects in behind her friend's locker? Because if she didn't, it just sounds to me like the person is just making a grown-up decision to move out of somewhere and move on. And obviously, the timing isn't great, but I think if they've decided that what they want for their own domestic arrangement is to have a one-bedroom apartment to themselves, and that's what they want, I don't think that's being withdrawn. There's plenty of kind of withdrawn behavior happening within the pandemic, as you pointed out, Tom, but I don't think that this sounds like that. This sounds like somebody who's just naturally on the quieter side. And as you get older, sometimes that's just like a more comfortable space to be. I know that in the context of everything that's happening, you know, with the virus and all that kind of stuff, it's increasing and there's a potential for it to become a problem. But I don't think that you can point the finger at somebody who doesn't want to be, you know, in a big group all the time and go, yeah, you have a problem just because you want to be living on your own, because living on your own is the dream for many people, you know? It's
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Barbara? Worried or just wants more space?
No, I kind of came to the same conclusion that Declan did. But I do think perhaps that, there's two issues. There's the fact that this writer thinks that her flatmate had become withdrawn. And then there's the incident of the insects. And also, bearing in mind that these two had lived together for 5 years, I get the impression that the letter writer is actually very obviously unhappy that her flatmate and somebody probably she considered a friend, she says they were very close, has kind of started to withdraw a little bit and has decided to move out. I do think one of the things that this pandemic is doing for many people is looking at our living arrangements and kind of working out how they could be better, whether that means moving on, as in this case, or just rearranging our space a little bit to accommodate as we're spending more and more time in our homes. So I wouldn't read a whole lot into this. I think the fact that, I mean, you know, I totally get it. Nobody wants to find a whole load of insects, and she hasn't kind of elaborated as to what kind of insects they were, but like that's enough to freak people out in a big way. So I'm not surprised she decided to move on, but it also may have just given her the opportunity to do something that she'd been thinking of doing anyway. And the fact that she's moved out, she's moved in with another friend. You know, I think maybe the letter writer is maybe not jealous, but upset that she's moving on. But I don't see anything in the woman who's moving on's behavior that would be a red flag to me or that would be worrying. I think she does seem to be quite in control of her life, making these decisions for herself.
Okay, not too worried then.
I wouldn't be too worried. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, good stuff. Barbara, Declan, thank you both very much indeed. Lovely talking to you both, and enjoy this little bit of freedom that's coming our way tomorrow.
Take it easy.
I'll be very safe, but God, if I don't go shopping soon, there's going to be issues, I'll tell you. Barbara Declan, thank you very much indeed. You can listen back to Barbara and Declan on News Talk app, or you can go to newstalk.com. In the next hour, we're looking at the new groundbreaking documentary series on the Irish famine, which goes out tonight. But first, very quick break.
Moncrief on News Talk.